You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. G'day Australian music fans, I'm Erk from Sydney, Australia, and this is Erk FM Australia, giving you great independent and unsigned music from around Australia each and every Friday on Erk FM. You can find the show at erkfmaustralia.com. Last weekend, I was lucky to get out and about, and I was able to attend the EP launch for Alison Avron and her new EP, By Your Side. Of course, you may have heard Alison a couple of weeks ago on episode 362 of Erk FM Australia, where we had an interview to promote the EP launch. The EP launch promotion obviously went very well because days before the event, it was sold out. And indeed, as is typical at the news agency, which is a small music venue in the inner western suburbs of Sydney, it's very, very tightly packed. You know, a good crowd, lots of people happy to be there, and lots of laughter and lots of quirky and zany lyrics. It was all good. It was a very interesting night. And so I thought I'd capture some of that night and let you hear from the female artist who performed on that night in the news agency. We're going to open up the episode with Imogen Bell. She is originally from Newcastle, however, she is now calling Sydney home, and it was actually the news agency and Alison Avron herself who gave Imogen her very first gig in Sydney. It's very difficult sometimes to find your way from a city like Newcastle and then coming to Sydney and, you know, not necessarily knowing anyone. But yes, it was very good to see Imogen perform, and you'll hear a couple of her tracks that you can purchase from her Bandcamp site. There'll be a link on the show notes, erkfmaustralia.com, episode 366. If you were at the gig, you would have also received a download card, so you can download those particular songs for free. Next up, we had Helen Paris, and Helen is a friend of mine who we basically met via social media, and then it was only after that I found out that, yes, she is a singer and a songwriter. I last saw her last year when she was very, very pregnant, and now she's not pregnant at all. And I actually got to meet Mr. Zero, which was cool. And yes, it was good to see Helen on stage, obviously without the constraints of being on stage and heavily pregnant. She wasn't actually performing her own songs on the night. However, both Imogen and Helen were providing backing vocals for Alison, which was quite cool. The three of them harmonised together, and the three of them get on together very, very well. And so I think now that they've got together and they've done some harmonies on stage, I think you'll see a lot of them together doing that sort of thing for each of their gigs. So that will be quite cool. So what will you hear on this episode? You'll hear a couple of songs from Imogen Bell. You'll hear a couple of songs from Helen Paris. And of course, you'll hear a couple of songs from Alison Avron. And Alison, boy, was she excited for her EP launch. There's a lot of work goes into an EP launch. you know, all the production and everything like that, all the recording that goes into it, and then of course all the promotion that goes into the actual launch and booking people to perform with her and, you know, doing all the ticketing and everything like that. But apart from that, of course, Alison has the news agency to worry about as well. So it came as a great relief for her to be able to perform on stage and have such a good reaction. So at the end of the episode, apart from two songs from the EP, you will also hear a couple of live tracks. What you will hear is the title track of the EP, By Your Side, and then you think, oh, that's it, Alison said goodnight, Smithers released the hounds. But no, she encouraged her own encore from back of stage, and she came on and she did the song Happy Endings, which is from her first EP that you may not have heard. So it was a rather good night. Got to catch up with a few people that I hadn't seen for a while, which was absolutely awesome, and it took the pressure off a rather difficult week. So without any further ado, here are Imogen Bell, Helen Paris, and Alison Avron. I will just let the music flow, I think, and I will see you next week. I'm Merck. Enjoy the show.
One day suppose you see yourself as some kind of hero. A Marlon Brando character, tougher than steel.
Oh,
suppose you see yourself as some kind of hero.
He climbs the highest peak. the bath, in the bathroom, no closets of use at all. No cupboards or shelving, no hills hoist, no shed, no space in the bedroom to put the spare bed. The floorboards don't look right, I fear that instead they're actually meant for a wall. But from the kitchen, the plaster is poorly applied. The doorways are crooked, the paint job's a mess, and I have no wardrobe to hang up my dress. It sounds a disaster, but I must confess that that is just the inside. But cut so many corners, it was a disgrace. It will take years to fix its mistakes. Who builds an extension without hiring a skip, and instead digs a hole in the yard and buries the rubble, asbestos and glass, wood planks and besser blocks. It's such a farce. You'd break your leg just by mowing the grass, or at least get a little scarred. But oh, this place is our own. And oh, we'll no longer roam. We'll build a life here, husband and wife here. For better or worse, it's our.
Just a minute! Don't hang up!
Hello. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
If your heart is a house, I think it's time to renovate. I'm here to break down its walls. Hammer. imaginary boyfriend. His name is Henry. He brings me toast in the morning, champagne at night. He calls me precious things and would I start a fight? I think he makes a pretty awesome boyfriend. Friends that just kick me in the face. I call them dads. They used me for my money, wasted all my time, got back from overseas and gave me a disease. That's why I have an imaginary boyfriend. This is all made up in my head. This is all made up in my head. It's not like it'll ever be over, 'cause I'm making up whether I'm drunk or I'm sober. Perhaps you'll all think that I'm absolutely crazy, but at least I know you'll never break my heart.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
I hope you like it, and thanks for being here for watching my EP. Yeah! It's done! Ah! If your heart is a house, I think it's time to renovate. I'm here to break down its walls. My words are like a hammer,
to thank Luke videoing. You're the one I care for.
Is for